My father was born in 1901, way, 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 way back in the mountains in North Carolina, on land that now is part of the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, if you want to imagine what it was like. He was number 8 in a family of 13 children, and he always told me that when he was a little boy, the only thing they had to buy was salt. And it wasn't because they liked salt, it was because salt enabled them to brine and cure. Everything they ate, everything they wore, everything they lived inside of, everything they made themselves. So when I came along, even though by that time my dad worked in the bank and my mother was a school teacher, see how they had grown up, we did not live in town. No. We had to live far enough out in the country that we had room for two, not one, but two gigantic gardens. Each one of them was as big as this tent. One of them was only corn and beans. He would plant 4 rows of corn every week, so it would keep coming all through the season. And when the corn got to be almost knee-high, he'd go through and punch little beans down in there beside the corn so they'd have something to grow up on. That whole garden, he said, you could live off of corn and beans. I think we did, too. And then the other garden had everything else, carrots and lettuce and spinach and mustard and asparagus and zucchini. Why would anybody grow zucchini?